In this bulletin, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg delivers his third budget aimed at boosting jobs. Budget funds provided for education supplies missing out on international students and a focus on women in the federal budget this year to improve their safety. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has delivered his third budget designed to help Australia continue to recover from the COVID-19 downturn. A key goal of the spending is to reduce Australia's current unemployment rate of 5.6% to below 5%. He's pointed out that the Morrison government has already provided $291 billion in direct economic support to keep businesses in business and Australians in jobs. His budget promises tax relief to more than 10 million Australians. Investment in skills and training are prioritised, and $110 billion will be spent over 10 years to improve the country's infrastructure. Josh Frydenberg says Australia has coped much better than other developed countries.
Ahead of any major advanced economy, Australia has seen employment go above its pre-pandemic levels. At 5.6%, unemployment today is lower than when we came to government. This is remarkable, because Australia's fate could have been so much worse.
And for the first time, there is a women's budget, which details a $3.4 billion investment, which the government says will help to keep women safe from violence, economically secure, and help them realise their potential and enjoy good health. Migration levels remain the same as last year, 160,000 places, with 13,750 places on the humanitarian program, also the same as last year. And the government has responded to the Aged Care Royal Commission with a $17.7 billion commitment over the next 5 years. It says with the number of Australians over the age of 65 likely to reach 7 million by the middle of the century, the reforms are extremely important. The budget provides an additional tax cut to more than 10 million low and middle income earners. It will see them benefit by up to $1,080 a year for individuals or $2,160 a year for couples. The government is also extending the tax break, allowing businesses to deduct the full cost of eligible depreciable assets of any value in the year they are installed until the 30th of June 2023. This would apply to 99% of businesses, and the government hopes this would enable them to employ more people. The Morrison government says it plans to deliver the largest single mental health and suicide prevention Commonwealth investment in Australia's history. This includes $1.4 billion towards the development of a national network, including up to 57 additional mental health treatment centres for adults, youth and children. It says the investment will address gaps in the service and provide care that is accessible. The government acknowledges the toll on the mental health of Australians has been a heavy one due to bushfires, floods and the pandemic. The Productivity Commission put a conservative cost estimate of mental illness and suicide on the economy at up to $70 billion a year. Listeners seeking mental health information or support can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636. With an additional investment of $1.1 billion in the 2021-22 budget, the government says it has focused on genuine advances in women's safety measures. The government will also hold a National Women's Safety Summit in July, after which further investments will follow. Funding will also be provided to support women and children experiencing family and domestic violence, with a further $26.2 million over 4 years allocated to address digital and online abuse to ensure online safety for women and girls. And extra funding is being provided to Family Violence Prevention Legal Services to improve support for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women to help quality of services. $31.1 million is being invested into national violence prevention campaigns targeting young people. The budget includes an additional $53.6 million in support for international education providers affected by border closures. The measures are targeted at independent English language and non-university higher education providers. International student intakes have plummeted, harshly impacting university and tertiary education providers. $9.4 million has also been put in place to establish an innovation fund for independent English and higher education providers. It allows providers to apply for up to $150,000 in funding to increase offshore and online education delivery. The funding will also assist domestic students accessing more courses and further fee exemptions for prospective students until the 31st of December this year. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a possible shower, 23. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 17. Melbourne, much the same, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 16. Canberra, similar conditions, 18. Wollongong, a shower or two, 21. Sydney, more showers, 22. Newcastle, showers and a possible storm, 23. Brisbane, also showers with a possible storm, 24. Cairns, partly cloudy, 30. And Darwin, 34 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.